welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 27th comes from Numbers 4. As we continue to read through the book of Numbers, we need to keep in mind that Israel is still encamped at Mount Sinai at this point, just as they have been since Exodus 19. The second half of the book of Exodus, all of Leviticus, and the first several chapters of Numbers together comprise one long scene in the Bible. But by Numbers 10, Yahweh will instruct Israel to break camp. We see in Numbers 4, then, the instructions that God gives to his people about how to move the camp. First, the priests were to prepare the tabernacle for transportation by carefully covering up the holy things, in Numbers 4, verses 5 through 14. This was important since it would be the Kohathites who would carry the furniture to the next campsite, in Numbers 4, verse 15, and the non-priestly Kohathites were not allowed to touch or even to look upon the holy things in the tabernacle, even briefly, lest they die, in Numbers 4, verses 15 and then 17 through 20. Before the Kohathites gathered the furniture, however, the Gershonites came to gather the fabrics of the tabernacle, and the Merarites came to gather the supporting pegs, bases, poles, and so on. After the first three tribes, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, set out, in Numbers 10, verses 14 through 16, the Gershonites and the Merarites followed, according to Numbers 10, verse 17. While the Kohathites were gathering up the furniture, giving the Gershonites and the Merarites time to pitch the tent of the tabernacle before the Kohathites arrived with the furniture, in Numbers 10, verse 21. Yahweh had brought the Levites near to himself, in Numbers 3, verse 6, not to serve as priests, but to assist the priests with protecting and preserving the sanctuary of Yahweh and his tabernacle by camping directly around the tabernacle, in Numbers 1, verse 53, by guarding the entrance of the tabernacle from any outsider, in Numbers 3, verse 10, and by tearing down, transporting, and repitching the tabernacle from one campsite to another, as we see here in Numbers 4. The many intricate, detailed rules for organizing the physical space of Israel's camp teach us two things. First, we learn, again, that Yahweh is a holy God whose holiness must be carefully guarded for the protection of the people, because God's holy wrath would consume the unclean sinners who violated it. Second, we learn that it is the highest privilege possible to be brought near to Yahweh as the Levites were, in Numbers 3, verse 6. This is the reason that Jesus came into the world. In Ephesians 2, verse 13, we read this, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Brothers and sisters, we enjoy privileges in Christ that the Levites could not have imagined. Rejoice! You have been brought near to God, not by rules and regulations that you must keep, but by nothing less than the precious blood of Christ that he has shed for you. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.